Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hey, man, I'm just asking. This is good content right here. For you guys that aren't listening, welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, joined by Jason Madison, as always, John Gervais, a.k.a. Big Jerv. Tonight, we're missing Juju and Amin. They are covering the game. I know we said that we would not have anything scheduled for this week, but we couldn't leave y'all hanging, so the gang grouped up. And we cooking up something for y'all. Floyd Mayweather, bro. First of all, shout out to Floyd Mayweather. Nigga still, he get to the bag legend. I didn't even know niggas had a fight, bro. If I didn't, if it wasn't for, if it wasn't, if it wasn't for them, If it wasn't for one of them aggregator sites, bro, I wouldn't have knew that that nigga fought last night, bro. Then he fighting John Gotti. What? Is that his grandson?
Grandson.
Nick, first of all, Floyd somebody granddaddy.
He is.
Fighting John Gotti grandson. Like, nigga, that still don't even sound real. That sound like some, like, special character shit on Knockout Kings, nigga. First of all, I don't know how much money that nigga made, but the clip shows. First of all, Jerv, did you watch it live?
No, so I had intentions on watching it because I knew it was like on. I had saw like videos leading up to it, whatever, that made me remember it. But my day just got away from me. I just keep it a bean, and I fell asleep dumb early.
I mean, look, I didn't know that shit existed. I woke up, I seen the Shannon Sharpie burner account post the shit, and then a couple other.
I didn't know that shit was a fight, bro. I didn't know that shit was a fight until the same. Like, I seen somebody talking about it on Twitter. And then I was like, is niggas bullshitting? Because I was like, who was he gonna fight? But then when I seen the Jocelyn shit, was really my first discovery that there was something happening. Cause I hadn't seen no videos. I didn't see that video until after I saw the Jocelyn video of the nigga getting rushed in the ring. I saw the nigga had the moms or some shit had posted the racist comment.
Oh, you talking about the chat?
Yeah, but I had seen that. I had seen that like earlier. I was like, what?
I want to say that's his sister.
I have no idea what they
I don't know, but hey, like, listen, bro. I ain't got no comment on that. I was no problem.
But I'm a read it off, bro. First of all, Cam. Hey, listen, Cam said he ain't worried about it.
Cam.
That's what's
Killer
up.
Cam. Killer Cam said he ain't worried about it, bro. Hold on 1 second.
He ain't worried about the smoke.
He ain't worried about it. He said Floyd Mayweather, your daughter was ran. Nicolette Gotti says your daughter was ran through by an animal with 12 different baby mamas. Your little circus animal, you're all a pack of zoo animals. I swear on my kids, I'm coming for your daughter. It may be 2 years, 3 years from now, but I'm coming, cunt. I ain't heard cunt in a minute. So it is what it is.
Chime in. Is,
who?
That's a friend. Family.
Right.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
What happened in the ring too was some shit that's like...
I don't know how the fight went.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
So then it is what it is, chimed in. This is Cam and May show and Stat Baby. Can't leave her out. I hope she, hashtag Nicole Gotti, don't think this is back in the mob days because it's not. Hashtag John Gotti granddaughters done lost her mind. It is what it is, talk. Hashtag nobody safe. We say what the fuck we want. Ain't nobody scared of y'all. So, again, this takes me back to the Eddie Murphy clip when he talked about leaving the theater after seeing Rocky and how the Italians are talking about the black people. Great, great, great comedy. If you haven't seen, go watch the OG Eddie Murphy. And he says the 5'2 Italian goes up and talks crazy to the black dude at the counter and says, this nigga's gonna pay for my food. And he says, excuse me. So again, we ain't trying to make it a race war. Be cool, because that ain't what we promoting around here. But them are some crazy words to be talking over a fucking boxing match. Now, the money team security guards have every right in their job description to protect the bag, which is Floyd Mayweather. Now, if you are trying to do anything dirty, this is the crazy shit about it. The round over.
The fight was over.
The fight was over.
That was the fight. The fight is decided. That was the fight. And Gotti tries to sneak Floyd. And Floyd still managed to get him.
He still managed to get him with a hit,
like back your ass up, and then TMT jumps on. You're not touching that man. I got no problem with the Gotti's, but y'all in the wrong.
That was out of pocket.
That's not boxing, bro.
Nah, that's a nigga getting his ass whipped and getting embarrassed in front of his people and being upset. Like, I was just at a...
And there's people jumping in trying to help it.
Right. I was just at a kickboxing match for my birthday up in... down in San Diego. My boy was fighting for a championship belt or whatever, like, a couple weeks ago. And so it was, like, a bunch of, like, Muay Thai fights and shit. And so at the end, it was, like, this... Brazilian and a Hispanic, like, a Mexican dude or whatever, fighting each other. The dude had, like, 150 people there. That lost, the Mexican dude. And nigga, soon as that shit was over and he got knocked out or whatever, then people got so lit and was trying to jump in the ring and all this shit. Like, niggas love to get mad when they homie lose. And it's like, bro, you can't change the outcome because your nigga got mixed. Like, it's over. Now you're trying to start shit with the corner man and everybody in the ring and shit. And it's like, I was like, man, let's get the fuck up out of here. Like, all you doing is just fucking niggas' nights up. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all ain't accomplishing nothing but just fucking niggas' nights up. Your nigga got mixed. I'm sure y'all thought he was gonna do something to the black zoo animal that you thought he was fighting. But the nigga got paid, walked away, fucked your nigga up. Like, Italians is dark-skinned white people anyway. So I don't know what the fuck they talking about. Like, you know?
Oh my God, yo. They're wrong.
This has been a fun filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Until next time, for Jason Madison, for Big Jerv, for Amin and Juju, we out.